Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Here we are, man. It is amazingly Tuesday. You know, it is amazing. Every single time you ever had a Monday, yeah, I guess you had a Monday before, but you know, one of those Mondays, you're thinking, my goodness. And you're just thinking, like, you know, oh my goodness, Tuesday's going to come. And you kind of stretch it out, try, you do everything you can to kind of to beat it, roll it, do everything you can to kind of stretch that Monday out. And no matter what, man, no matter what, even stay awake. So you stay awake. If I stay awake, maybe tomorrow won't come.
Never come.
And then find out not only does it come, but now you're sleepy, irritable. It's here. I mean, it's amazing.
And the next day.
Tuesday just shows up. It just shows up. And then you're thinking, man, I was worried about Tuesday. But guess what? Before I had a chance to even think about Tuesday, Wednesday happened. And next thing you know, the judgment seat of Christ. Time flies by.
Yeah, it does.
It is amazing. And you know, I want to encourage you today to really think about it, because one of your greatest adversaries is your own perception of time. God has given you a measure of it. He's given you a measure, a moment. And nobody knows, you know, your days are numbered and God knows those numbers. But understand this. That is your stage. That is your part to play in this awesome drama that God has laid out since the beginning of time. All of heaven is looking down upon you. God is expecting great things from you to do, invest everything that he's given you for his glory. So when he returns, he'll see that you've gained an interest. And you can't, you have to understand and get the right perception of time. Mm. Because time will just, it is a procrastinator's best friend, because it just clicks away, and inside they go, well, that's so great. You know, I would have done it, but I would have had time. I didn't have time. But, you know, God knows the motives of that person's heart. But understanding this, that you have to take time and force it to be in compliance with your destiny. And it just seems harder than ever before. It just seems harder than ever before. There's so much information, so much data, so many things happening in a day. I mean, you know, do we really need to know about all that? You know, and they're just downloading just time. That's why we really try to separate what's important, what's not important, and sharing with you God's news behind the news. Because, you know, how much do you need to know? If Israel's surrounded like a trembling cup, pray for them, you know, in regards to that. But, you know, every single day they move 2 inches closer. They, you know, it's like creating this whole anxiety inside of you. But also that listen, it's not just everybody else's time or somebody's time that you're focused on. It's your time. Do something with the time that God's given you. Force it to be in compliance with what God has called you to do. Just step out in bold faith, like John G. Lake says, and God will meet you there. He'll step over 1 million people to find someone who will believe him. Look, he searched over the entire earth, and he found David in the wilderness tending sheep, because he knew that his heart was right. You know, everything, wasn't prepared yet, but his heart was right. He stepped over Saul and all these ones who were hiding behind rocks, and everybody, including the religious folk, and stepped over all of those to go find a shepherd out there who had a heart that was after him. And God began to prepare him. And David stepped out. When God said, go back to the mundane things, he did it with great vibrance. But also when he stepped out, and the moment called him, he just stepped out and he did what was required. We're in a day and a time where time is ticking off rapidly. And we have so many people that are not hiding behind rocks, but they're sleeping behind rocks only because the rock has cable. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you turn it off, you might find out, my goodness, I have a lot of time on my hand. Mm-hmm. A lot of time. And some people say, well, that's the reason why I watch it, because I want the time to tick away so that when my life ends, I'll be distracted from the reality that I did nothing but the time that God has given me. And what I found out in my own personal experience, don't wait for anybody. Understand, you stand alone before the throne of God. No witnesses, no suspects. All you're going to have to offer him is what you did with the time that he gave you. That's it. He said the master is going to hand out talents, and he gives one this person a little bit, and this one a little bit more, and this one a little bit more. And then he goes away, and then he comes back. They don't know when he's coming back, but he comes back. When he comes back, he evaluates what you did with the time and the talents that he's given you. He didn't compare anybody to anybody other than the fact that they did something with what they were given. But if God's entrusted you with one thing, wear that puppy out. I mean, use it nonstop. Mm-hmm. Just work it, work it, work it. And if you're faithful over the one thing, God will give you more things. If you have two things, I mean, just begin to do something for God. I mean, just go feed the hungry and clothe the naked and bring shelter for the poor until you figure it out. But don't just sit back waiting for a hallelujah chorus come from heavens with angels, you know, saying, go thou us to the homeless and preach the gospel us and all this different stuff. It's like, come on, dude. If somebody showed up and you're having problems and they helped you, you're grateful. Mm-hmm. Just do things on the cause of Christ, for the cause of Christ, and let them know I am here today, not in front of some television or some job that I used as an excuse for years. I'm here because God has called me, saved me, and loves you, and that's why I'm giving you this clothes right now. That's why I'm preaching you the gospel. That's why I'm going to be, I will pastor you, that type of thing. And you're just saying, I'm doing this because I love God. I'm not going to spend my life, you know, sleeping, my vapor of time sleeping. But you have to force it. You have to take time and force it to be in compliance with the destiny God's called you to. They say, and I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but these are estimates, that 3% of the world, 3% of the people in America employ the other 97%. They did a survey in Harvard or Yale or something like that about people that wrote down their visions and what their expectations were and set their goals down and tracked their day-to-day progress with their planners. And they found out that 80% of the wealth was in 20% of the people's hands. And those people were the ones that did take a time and force it to be in compliance with what God's called them to. Listen, you only have your eyes. Nobody can see through your eyes. I was frustrated for an entire year trying to find somebody who could give me the right kind of contacts, because I wanted contacts. I didn't want glasses. And I finally settled with the glasses with a 2x4 across the top of them, because that keeps me from having them fall apart every 30 days and have to go back and see the people. And I just didn't want. I wanted contacts, you know, like John. John's got blue eyes. And he buys them in a container.
Hazel. No, I'm joking.
Right. How is she doing? Anyway, so they, and God was speaking to me the whole year. I was just sad. Man, I just spent lots of money. I looked at people who had a lot of education, and I just looked at them and said, make me see better. And they would put all this stuff on me. You know, how about this? How about that? How about this? I'm like, this is your job? Two? I mean, nothing. I don't. No, listen, I'm not talking negative about you. I'm just talking about your job. I'm thinking, if I had to go all day long, how about this? This better or that better? Like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I'm not. That's not me. That's not. Speaking of that, well, I'll talk about that in a moment. But you got to take time, and you got to force it to be in compliance with what God's called you to do. And you don't quit. You know, quit. You can't blame your life on anybody else. You can't blame your time wasted on anybody else. You're going to stand alone before the throne of God. And we need some help. Those that are on the front lines need help. Gideon needs help. David needs help. People that are willing to go out and step out and trust God. You know, they need help to be shoulder to shoulder with them on behalf of the kingdom, and to forcefully advance the kingdom and to bring hope to a hopeless generation. There is hope in God. But we have to shake ourselves and realize, wait a minute, I'm sleepy, I'm lethargic, I've been hiding and letting time just pass me by. And you have to force it to be in compliance. And you can do that, and hopefully that'll be made available one day on VFN TV, but value-based vision management, understanding that you can force it, you can apply God's wisdom, to time, taking it and forcing it to be in compliance. There's wisdom on how to do that. And the wisdom on how to do that is something very simple, just planning out your day, you know, writing down and searching out what God's called you to do, what your vision is for your life, what God's called you to do, and begin to put that as a on your timeline, and begin to break it down to small intermediate steps, and begin to say, yeah, I'm going to do this step and this step and this step. And next thing you know, you begin to accomplish things. Mm-hmm. And you even prioritize your regular day too, because that's been taking all your time. You need to put it in the right perspective. And what happens eventually, that very thing that God's called you to do comes to pass, because you applied wisdom to your life. You took the vision that God's called you, it called you to walk out in your life. You wrote it down. You made it plain, just like Habakkuk says to do. You made it plain so other people can run with it. You don't talk when people talk about, you know, this is what I feel like I'm called to do. And you're like, what? What's that? What? You know, if you're the only one that understands that, it's not ready yet.
Right.
Because you have to write down what other people can run with it. And this is what some people say. Well, I don't want other people to run with it. This is mine. I say, okay, well, have fun with it.
Yeah, right.
Have
yeah.
fun with that. But the you write down so other people can run with it and understand that if you'll be faithful in applying God's wisdom to bringing those things to pass in this thing called a life, this vapor, this premarital time that we have before the great wedding banquet in heaven where we're the bride of Christ being married over to Jesus in front of the Father and all of the heavenly hosts, that we can bring something to lay at his feet. Mm-hmm. We can lay and understand. People say, well, which people who are struggling with this look at other people's life and they think, but they're just so smart and they have it all together. No, they just are persistent. They're just persistent. They're consistent. They look at, apply wisdom. And when they fall down and they make mistakes, they understand, they just get back up and go again. They just mm-hmm. don't stop. They don't wait for somebody else to do something before they obey God. Mm. And I just want to encourage you today. You got to have to just shake yourself. Shake yourself and say, you know what? I am not going to let 2013 or the year you're listening to this pass by. Pass by without me accomplishing what God has in my heart in this year. And it passes by. I mean, it's already, March is knocking on the door now.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you're into what God wants you to be into, the less time you have to be able to do it. It's like the adversary just speeds your clock up.
Yeah, right.
You
right.
know? And when you're visionless, you're like you're a student at school. We used to have clocks with hands on them. And you would stare at that clock, and 5 minutes would take 17 years. 17 years. And the last minute, it was like just all of demonic forces were holding back that second hand before that bell would ring. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Yeah,
so many people who have no vision, they're the ones hanging around the time clock at the office. You know what I'm saying? Are y'all all, am I paying every one of you guys to hang around the time clock here? Yeah, they don't understand. The boss man's looking like, that's $75 an hour. You know, it's like, what are you doing?
And packing up 20 minutes before it's time to go. Like, wait a minute.
It's visionless. You know, it's just somebody that doesn't have purpose. And it's like, you need to sit down with that employee, ease, and work with them and get them to get the vision of what you're doing because they are not connected to what's mm-hmm. happening right there. But I just want to encourage you today to be connected. Be connected to what God has called you to do. Listen, the word of God applies to you, not him over there or her over there. Everything in the Bible is written to you, to the entire church. And that is what you're going to be evaluated by at the throne of God. That's it. It's all you're going to have to offer him is what you do for him. And in that, you're going to be tested. Things are going to come your way, but you just stay faithful to God. You stay faithful to him and understand it's in those testings that what you were doing, your motives will get worked out and all the different things. And then all of a sudden you have more purity in what you're doing because you're able to get rid of, oh, what that was, that's gone. You know, all the hay, wood, and stubble is gone, and you have no problem letting anything go if it's just wasting your energy and busy in your life. So this morning, I just wanted to encourage you today to take time and force it to be in compliance with the destiny God's called you to. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.